shot of Novocaine. Maybe I could forget what I saw. Maybe I can't forget anything at all. Things my heart needs most, I can't buy. Shadow free it goes in a great big open sky. Tell me not to worry anymore. Oh, I'll stop worrying over you. Open the door. Tired of drowning here. Don't pay the cost. Always saying yes instead of no. Always for the ones who just wanna see how far I'll go. Things my heart needs most, I can't buy. Shadow free it goes.
Sky. You tell me not to worry. Whoops, I had the drum machine on.
It happens sometimes.
It's okay, I think it worked.
This week we've got Cat Hart on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR and nestled in the arid foothills of North Reno. It's the Worst Little Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
And I'm one of your hosts, Nick Ramirez. My other host is Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick's in the back. And we got, on our third visit to the podcast for Women's March, the dynamic Cat Hart.
We're talking out of our ass.
Hell yeah.
That wasn't hard to get through.
Not at all. You're a master.
You master. Are, though. Ugh. And see, if you mess it up, what the fuck do you think I'm going to do? And you're an expert.
I don't know what you're talking about. And Nick has never messed it up.
That's true.
You heard last week's show. It was perfect.
That's right.
Perfect. Good job.
Always a fun part of the show is reading the open. Cold open. That was a beautiful song,
that
Kat.
Was an amazing song. Holy shit.
What
Thank
a journey.
You.
I do that one phone. With the sirens.
Do you really? Oh, God. Oh, I can't even imagine.
So when they, because that's a lot of elements, what's happening during that
cello.
One?
Cello is my favorite part on that one. She just, man, it carries so much bass. It's just so good. But there's drums, which is cool. That's a nice little thing going on in
so
the
this
background.
Is
and
a new act you got going on?
Yeah, that I tried to bring both of my bands tonight. Hi, I'm here. Everybody else had issues. Somebody got sick in the lady band. That was who I was going to bring tonight. It was going to be
Sierra
the Sierra
Sirens.
Sirens.
Yeah. It would have been so great to have, like, for Women's March, like, a massive... But it's
all
like 150 instruments.
And it really is.
So this morning I got this text that was just like, there's going to be 150 instruments today. And everybody just trades them and they all just run around the hall. And so like, and I'm
much.
Like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, I don't even know. It's going to be so bad.
Show.
Yeah. And so
everybody sings, all
and
five.
And then later in the day they got, okay, that didn't work out. Somebody's sick, so we're going to have a band. And what band was that going to be?
It was going to be Cat Hart and the Business, which if you guys listened before, it was Cat Hart and the Fresh Hot Mess. Or Cat Hart's Fresh Hot Mess, right?
But on that show, you got a little cleaned up. You're a little less mess, a little more business.
Yes.
Is that what
very
you're saying?
Very much more. There's a new drummer and a new bass player that have, well, new since that show. And it's just a really, really great band, man. We can just jam on the drop of a hat. You know what I mean? Just everything. It's good. It's got that level. It's really fun.
Oh, you said then that was going to happen. I'm like, oh, I still got to get home and play and set up for drums. But it's a little better. Maybe it at least is predictable. I mean, for my
right.
for
yeah,
not four predictable piece
band
how
is
you're
kind
gonna
of
play,
our
but
bread and butter.
I've done that 1,000 times. I can do that.
Right.
So then at the end of the day, Kim is like, oh, it might. Just be her and a guitar. This is gone.
But
from...
it's not just her and a guitar because she is, got this pedal board and the loopers and everything. And that sounded like a bunch of women were singing with you, but it was just you.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
She's
Thank
the
you.
Full band package.
Same.
One woman band.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the first time I was on this show, I think I was 2 years into my pedal board journey. Mm. And so I was still learning how to just play a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And do stuff. This is now you're looking at me, you know, 5 years in, 6 years in.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's it going to look like in 10 years? Jesus Christ.
Oh,
we're going to need a bigger house.
You should see my ideas.
So far, we visited you 2010, 2012, 20.
No.
Or no,
no
sorry. 20.
20.
No,
we're
I wasn't here
20,
2020.
Right?
It was 2020.
2020. Okay, so
you
4 years
our,
ago.
You were the last show that we did.
Before
when COVID happened.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And I had bought my first pedal within a year of that show.
Yeah.
So I was really, really new to the game. So it's been 4 years. It feels longer.
And then 2022, you
Not
came
quite.
In and we caught up with you then. And you were like, we could listen to those episodes in a row and hear you growing and developing your thing. And now You just got this grin on your face, like it's so much fun.
It really, really is.
You were really nervous the first time you were here.
Yeah,
you were so nervous. You're not nervous now.
No, not at all. Now I'm like, hey guys, look what I learned how to do now. Did you have this phone mic yet? This thing's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. Yeah, yeah.
No, do we talk about the phone mic? I know we did on the Patreon.
Yeah,
we
did on Patreon. So let's talk about it briefly, because if you want to hear all about the phone mic, you should subscribe to the Patreon.
That's right.
Basically, I have a handset microphone from the 70s that has a cable that plugs in it. And to hear more of that, you
handset
have to go
meaning
on Patreon.
Telephone handset.
Yes.
Old 1970s telephone.
Yes, like earpiece, mouthpiece.
Rotary.
It's yellow and gray, has a rotary body. If you want to hear more about it and what it is that I'm doing with it, check in to Patreon.
Yeah, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, $5 a month or more. Bam.
I feel like
and
it's
it
really
comes
cool
with an extra song.
Cool to see like rad psychedelic folk rocker that you are
with
it too, but it makes me think of like Buffalo Surfers
speech.
Ministry.
Would
want one of those telephones for
sure. And like, and we struggle all our lives with different plugins trying to find just the right level of distortion and lack of bass to make it sound like an old phone. And you just got an old
just
phone,
jack it into the phone,
so
listen,
that which
can I
makes
tell
so
you,
much more sense.
The guy that makes these on Instagram, they're like less than $100 for the whole phone modded, and he sends it right to you. So,
damn.
And then my secret is that I've got it through the Walrus. A Deep 6 compressor, which has a really great, like, it's made for guitar, so it works with my handset mic because quarter-inch no impedance issues, but also it's got a really great breakup with the amount of gain and, like, the just the way that you can kind of fiddle with it, so that kind of helps accentuate it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
very
a good
cool.
combo.
Neat.
That's really cool. Now, who is it
new
that
choice.
You can get it from?
Jank Tunes, JANKTUNES. He's on Instagram.
Not sponsored content.
No, but maybe tell him that he should sponsor me and send me more toys. Because
well,
I'll do cool stuff with them.
Telephone mic. Yeah, I'll take a picture and put it in the blog. So.
Yes, rad. I wish I'd brought the body of it now. I just like, how are you going to bring it and then not use it?
Right. You need to just get like a little stool to sit next to your mic stand, until you could figure out a way to mount it on there.
You know what? I saw one of those like at a music store. It was just like a clamp on your mic stand mini table.
Yeah.
But it was like for your cell phone and your keys. And I thought, man, could I beef it up enough? Because I'm going to be rough with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to break
stuff. Happens. You got 17 musicians on stage.
Right. And 23
instruments. Some cello is going to take it out. It's just going to be,
Oh my gosh. It's so much fun though. Really, we have played a few shows with sound guys and they're just like,
so confused.
You're what?
You have what?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. What? Are you serious? Are you sure some of you aren't going to get sick and not show up?
Yeah.
Rick wasn't super upset. We're just, all of that earlier was to say.
I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. And I was like, and as it got smaller, I was like, you know, it's okay. It's okay, it's getting smaller.
Oh, yeah, it was St. Patty's Day. Did anybody patty it up?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. I mean, I didn't drink because I don't really drink much. Like, I drink when I'm at a gig. I'll drink one or two drinks. If I have a six-pack at home, it'll last me a week. Like, I'm just not a heavy drinker.
That's cool.
I think you guys have seen me drink because I tend to drink when I play music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one does.
That's when I imbibe, right? Mm-hmm. So, I forget what I was saying. What?
You went out on
St. Patrick's.
Oh, yeah. No, so I went to Dayton with one of my best friends. We did a yoga thing in the morning for people at this old saloon upstairs. And then I came in and the business had one of the opening slots at 2:30-ish at the Cypress for that whole thing for the Reno food.
Farm Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Reno Farm Aid. Yeah,
how did that go?
It was rad.
I forgot about that. I wish I had remembered because I would have totally gone.
It
you
was
posted
fun.
It in the blog for last week's episode. I put it in there because I thought that was a really cool lineup.
Yeah.
A bunch of our friends are on it and stuff. So
it was fun. I was just wiped out from the whole weekend and the whole morning. I got up so early to go do that yoga. So I didn't stick around long, but I got to see all the kids play before we started, so that was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. And Rick, you were saying that you're super tired and you stayed up late last night. Were you not drinking? I know you don't drink, but were you partying with
people? No, I was hanging out with a sober friend, and that's what kept me up so late that I didn't get any sleep.
Aww.
And then I went to my family's house and had corned beef and cabbage on the day proper. But Saturday, the day before St. Patrick's Day, I went up to Virginia City where it was not only the St. Patrick's Day parade, but also the Balls Festival.
The
you know,
when,
Rocky
when they
Mountain
get to, yeah, when they all get together and eat beef testicles and have a competition to see who makes the best beef testicles. I didn't have
That's
any
a real
of that
thing in VC.
Yes, every
year. I know
year.
They do some weird stuff, but I did not know that was an actual thing.
Yeah,
here.
It's called,
I so thought that was like in Montana.
How many
somewhere.
Annual no. is it now?
Oh, it's like I don't know. I'm sure they said I wasn't
sure
paying attention.
Like
70,
but everybody was drunk. Annual, super fun. And lots of cool costumes and stuff for St. Patrick's Day.
Who's the first person that decided to put a bull testicle in their mouth? I just don't understand.
It was probably the guy who wasn't eating it. Like, you know, just
eat, you eat the cow, you eat everything. He's like, well, yeah, that's what I'm left with. Let's fry it up and see what it tastes like.
Oh, you know what this good. Is. Dude, this is big testicle, like, taking over. Like, we need to have big something testicle. That makes it. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Exactly. I think
tongue is jealous.
Nobody cares
lingua.
About tongue.
Lingua.
In a lot of cultures, it's tied in with fertility and
yes.
sex drive for men and ability to fight ED.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that, right? There's a lot of like penises and like weird things that
sounds
you know,
like
they're
folk,
like,
folklore.
They're like, eat another animal's thing and maybe it'll help yours work. You know?
Drink this camel cum.
Taurine in the fucking, in all the energy drinks.
That's
doesn't
what
that
they
come from?
Well, that's what they say.
I thought it originally came for that, but it doesn't anymore.
I don't think so.
Isn't
Virginia
everything
City's
a
crazy.
Fake chemical now? Like, it's
I don't
nothing's
know.
Naturally sourced anymore. Even
I'm
the
gonna,
stuff that's easy.
I'm going to go home and I'll crack open a Red Bull. I've got one in my fridge. I'll do it tomorrow because I got to sleep tonight, but I'll do it tomorrow and I'll let you know if it tastes like cow balls.
I didn't eat any testicle, but I did have a massive corn dog that just came out of the fryer. So good when it's crispy on the outside. Oh my God.
Did you get like halfway through it and be like, oh, I can't finish
this? No. When it's fresh and crispy on the outside and just came out of the oil like that on the street, it was fucking amazing. I could have eaten a whole second one. It was so
good.
That
sounds so good.
It was so good.
I got that at a fair thing downtown before. The giant one. The really big corn dog. And
I love
I was like,
that.
Oh, I was so hungry too, but I did. I got halfway through and I was like, oh, this was a mistake.
That's like.
Oh, 3 hours later, it was a mistake. My stomach, my acid indigestion went nuts.
Always a mistake.
So, yeah, but during it, I loved it.
It's like drinking a tall boy, but it gets warm before, you know, you drink a quarter of it when you have to throw it out.
I was drinking, I was pinching my pennies if I was drinking a tall boy. And so that meant it don't matter if it's warm, you fucking drink that shit.
Yeah.
I've never been that desperate, so I'm good.
I just like train myself to be that way. I'll save this for secrets on
secrets, yeah.
On the Patreon show, which you guys can get.
Yeah, for $5.
$5 a month, patreon.com.
Slash
little podcast.
There's the commercial.
We plugged it twice now. Now it sounds like we're desperate. We're not desperate. Get our fucking Patreon. We don't care. I'm just going to keep doing this anyway. So
we should record a new Patreon commercial, though, because it's been a while since we played that one.
Yeah,
from
I still have it.
Cole Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we haven't played him forever.
We have not.
Did Spike McGuire make us one, or did he do one for one of our sponsors a long time ago when we had a sponsor?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's what that was. Okay. Yeah, we need a new commercial thing.
We
to
do. Let's get together with all our talented ass friends.
Yeah, or if you're out there listening and you're like, I can make you a fucking commercial.
Yeah,
do it.
Hell yeah.
We'll plug you, invite you on the show, all that.
Yep.
All right.
Go out there, guys.
All right. Should we have another song?
Or the possibilities of a better place to be, a better story than we. Oh, no, no, no. Is it just me? Is that my name on your lips? Your hand taken from my hips. Another moment missed. Falls away at the end of a long day, holding on to what I know. Don't stare out the window. And all that I can think about is you, and I know.
know you feel it too. Sometimes I wish I never met you. It's been so long. Is that my name on your lips? Your hand shaking from my hip. Another moment missed inside these daydreams. When it all falls away at the end of a long day, holding on to what I know.
It's like sailing on a trippy cloud.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really cool. Soulful.
I liked what? What did you call it? Psychedelic
folk rock.
Folk rock.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I dig that description.
Yeah, I've never heard it described like that, but that's perfect.
Yeah.
We love that. Okay.
All right.
Now that's your description for one. Go home and update your bio, your artist bio. Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to like. You know, if I said that to somebody and they'd go see her and she'd be all, well, I think it's more like, you know, because it's really hard to pigeonhole you and what you're doing. It's really broad and it can go anywhere.
Thank you.
That's why I was curious to see what the band situation would be like with, you know, actual live band, drums and the whole vibe.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. When you want to get everybody back together.
You're
shortlisted, like your priority list, because we got to get everybody in the studio. But I was going to go see you for the, what was it called?
The Amplify
thing.
Yes.
Nick threw his back out that day, and he was pulling weeds, and we're old now, so it's like, you know, you do something wrong, you're like
fucked
up.
Squat.
Yeah.
Man, I once threw it out just trying to turn to pick up a guitar,
I know, right?
I didn't even pick it up. I just turned, and I was like, oh. That hurts.
Yeah.
It happens. But we bought tickets. We were so stoked. Aww. We were going to see you guys.
Yeah.
And our friend Kelly, who's playing with Jeunesse now.
Yes.
Over at, she's with Jeunesse and the Juice.
Yep.
She was going to be playing across the street, and you guys were at what, Black Rabbit?
Yep.
And it was Black Rabbit, Dead Ringer, and Abby's 40. It would have been like a nice little.
I hope
that was great.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And it was really, they actually offset all of our sets.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, I can see everybody I want. Not like the usual festival where you're like,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing because like Black Rabbit started at 7
mm-hmm.
and then Across the Street started at 8 and then Abby's and then Dead Ringer at 9 and then everybody staggered on their endings.
Yeah.
So I was scheduled, like our set started at the same time as Dead Ringer, but their show didn't even get started until we were halfway through ours.
Yeah, because it's like DJs and shit. They don't start till like 9
right.
o'clock,
they're
10
not
o'clock.
Really, yeah, and they're not really rocking the...
How did they fit you guys all on that stage at Black Rabbit?
It was hard. It was really hard.
It's so small.
It took a lot of pre-planning. We were most of the sound check that day.
Ah.
It was... You can hear about the technical stuff that I brought with me to that to make that happen for that poor sound guy, if you listen to
how
the Patreon episode.
How long does it take to get you guys set up for that?
How many times can we mention the Patreon show in today's episode?
Every time we mention Patreon, you have to take a drink if you're listening
at home. A
lot
of great stuff happened at the Patreon show.
It did.
It really did. It was a very informative episode.
Right.
But yeah, no, so like... It wasn't even so much the musicians. Like, that's okay. We can fit there. But fitting all the instruments. A cello on stage is really hard.
Yeah.
And it turns out that that long leg on the bottom of it is very skinny and reflective. And if you're above it, you almost can't see it. You know how many times I've almost taken all of us out?
Oh, God.
It's really bad. Yeah. So now I stand on the opposite side of the stage from Jonesy. It's better that way.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I would have loved to have seen it. We love all of the people that are in the band with you.
Thank you.
All like amazing, mind-blowing musicians in their own rights. And then all together, I don't even know if Reno can contain this.
It's going to be so good. So that first song that I played, that's the flagship song that I do with the Sirens. So that is the one that everybody it's going to be really fun.
The one that you played on the Patreon?
No, the first one.
Okay.
The first one for this show.
I'm like, can we plug the Patreon again?
No, that was actually one that will only come out with the other band, Cat Heart and the Business.
Okay.
I don't think. That one's not for the Sirens.
When do you guys have shows next? What's the plan?
The Sirens, I'm not sure at the moment. I will keep you updated. With the Business, we've got some stuff coming up where it hasn't been officially announced yet. So here's a little tidbit. But Greg Gilmore and the Fever Dreams are looking at doing something with us.
The whole band?
Yeah,
yeah.
Cat Heart and the Business. So we're going to share a ticket. We're looking in May. Hopefully the date has not been fully hammered down and sold to me yet, but that's a whole thing. And then if anybody happens to know Rick Saxman and Daryl, I'll be doing the Daryl's House Party.
Hell yeah.
With the whole band. We're coming out. And it's Spencer, my new drummer's birthday, on the day of the house party.
Wait,
so.
Spencer...
Spencer Kilpatrick.
Or,
I'm
he's
sorry,
your new
Spencer
drummer?
York, not Kilpatrick.
Oh, I was
sorry.
Gonna say, he's
I just,
a...
no.
There are so many Spencers in
I know,
Reno.
I just rolled right...
There's
I'm
like a ton.
Y'all know it. Y'all know it. It's the first one that popped out my face. No, wrong Spencer. Spencer York. He used to play with Handsome Jack. Is that right?
Oh.
Yeah.
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 That sounds right.
I'm like, okay. I'm questioning... Hopeless Jack. That's it. We were joking that it was Handsome Jack.
Yeah.
We
all knew what
Hopeless
you meant.
Hopeless Jack. Thank
Everybody
you. I was
listening
like,
knows.
In names. I'm so bad at names. And now I'm like overthinking and everything's wrong. It's fine. But yeah, no. So he was the drummer in that duo.
Okay. Sweet.
So he's rad.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to see either or both of those bands. I'll take what I can get. Just
man, you're
let
super
me know.
Busy.
Well, actually, I'm not booking super hard, which is kind of fun. You guys know how hard I usually book.
Yeah.
Right? Three gigs a week is like a normal week. But no, right now I'm doing like maybe a gig a week. But what I'm doing right now is I'm running the first Tuesday open mic at 10 Tour every month.
Oh, you're doing that now. They have passed the baton.
Yeah. Greg asked me if I'd step in for the 10 Tour one. And then the Odeon Saloon in Dayton, I run a jam out there. I love the Odeon
Saloon. Oh, my God, what's that like? Damn.
It's so much fun. I bring the whole mini drum kit.
What day is
it? I got the Questlove kit. Wednesday. It's the first and third Wednesday of every month.
Oh, my God.
So
it's every other week.
How far is Dayton?
It's like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But I love the owners of that bar. Actually, that's where I was for the yoga on St. Patty's Day. And it was their first time ever rolling out food. So George is super into, y'all know what pasties are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's super into this. So,
is that like,
when
you put things on your nipples?
That's pasties. Very close.
Oh, okay.
Pasties are like hand pies, like very traditional, like you think like Ireland and England, like hand pies.
But
right?
Like
ground
meat. Not like apples
not sweet.
And sugar.
There's like, it's a
savory.
Meal. It's a lunch meal, right? They used to put them in their pocket and take them to work and then pull them out of their pocket later and eat it, right? But he, so he made some that were corned beef. You were talking about having corned beef. He cooked it and then ground it. And then put it with cabbage inside. It's like a flaky, super flaky croissant dough.
Mm.
Wow.
And then he also did some with like ground meat and stuff. So that was,
amazing.
They did that. He finally rolled it out. He's been talking about it for a long time. Finally rolled it out on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm.
So now if you come to the gym, we can feed you too.
Wow.
And then the last Wednesday of every month, except for the 4 months a year that are either solstice or equinox, we try to do that month on the solstice or equinox. But other than that, the last Wednesday of every month, I also read tarot cards at Black Rabbit Meadery.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
That's something I've been doing for like almost 27 years.
Rad.
So
I don't think we covered that in the last time she visited.
I didn't used to do it for public. I've just been doing it for friends and myself and whatever for years and years and years. And I went on tour last spring and had like some really cool experiences and like, connected to myself and, you know, listen to my intuition more, and they led me so many places. I was like, I think I am meant to do this for other people right now.
Cool.
It has been a thing. It's been really, really fun.
And people are drawn to you, and seem like you're very open to the community, mm-hmm. and approachable.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Also, I think that locally you show other musicians how to be diligent and work hard.
Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate
it. And watching you grow from when you first visited us till now has just been amazing and fun. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know where I was going with all that.
But... No, I love it. Thank you. You gave me all the goosebumps and the blushes.
Little love fest.
And yeah, we love you, Cat Heart.
Oh, I love you guys too. I love you guys. It's great to be here.
And all this hasn't gone to her head. Nobody's like, God, Cat Heart is so fucking stuck up.
Nobody's never heard that. No.
No, I never heard that. God, I hope not. If you do, please text me and ask me what the hell I did wrong. Because.
If I hear, I've never heard a negative thing about you. If I hear one negative thing, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Right. Wow, that's
We'll call
huge.
You immediately.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
They said she has terrible hair. Like, I don't know what it would be, you know?
You know
they
what?
Said, God, did you see those shoes she was wearing?
I mean, have you seen my slip-on really shoddy moccasins? I didn't wear them tonight because they had to go through the wash first. No, they might say that
about
like my shoes.
Are they like faux moccasins or are they?
No,
like,
they're really nice. Like,
would you call those focusins?
No, listen, I buy as ethically as I can. So this was actually a company in Canada that like ethically, they only hire indigenous people if they can.
Oh.
Most of their profits go to the indigenous people. They use indigenous techniques and use locally bought and cultivated furs and leathers for that. So like everything is done really well to the T. So I invested in them. They look like crap, but I love them so much.
They just needed a good wash.
Yeah. And it's real. Like it's real sheep's skin in the lining and they're real leather and they clean up. I wear them everywhere. They got a great hard bottom on them.
Yeah. Just like me.
I can't remember the name of the company, but it begins with an M. And I didn't wear them today. I'm sorry.
Well, if you remember them, also not sponsored content, you should just let us know.
Please. Tell them I want a sponsorship too.
Yeah.
If you do let us know, we'll tell people about it on the Patreon.
Oh. Look at that. I think you're making a commercial here. I think it just needs to be all of the times you could say, you can find it on our Patreon, just echoing over top of each other from all of you.
It'll
like
make it sound
seconds.
So great, and then people will go there and be like, this sucks.
All they talk about is Patreon, begging for money. Band only played 2 songs. I'm not listening anymore. So why don't we do another song and I'll go grab your prize since you don't have to play the game this week. And
nice. Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about what's coming up in Reno.
Good idea.
What's happening.
Ooh, definitely. I like that. I like knowing what's going on. You guys can tell me. So I send my eyes on Alaska, wild and free, echoing in laughter from the unspoken parts of me. So loud all the time here. Is this what we need to fill the space beside us with the emptiness of greed? Oh, 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 oh. Could I walk away? Between the streams, give up all the things I always thought were meant for me. Could we start this whole thing over? Could we find another way to get a hold of what we need so we can live another day? Before we spoke out,
into the open. Oh, oh, oh. Could I walk away unnoticed? Could I slip between the streams? Give up all the things I always thought were meant for me? Could we start this whole thing over? Could we find another way to get a hold of what we need so we can live another day? Oh. Oh.
God, your songs are so pretty.
Thank you.
And that middle one was, that middle part was so dreamy.
So good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's come a long way since that first time.
Yeah. You had all this inside you this whole time and then didn't even pick up a guitar till you were how old? Like
28.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty fucking rad.
Thank you.
That's when I first started learning how to speak Spanish.
Oh, I honestly, like, y'all are way smarter than me. I find it so baffling. I have tried to learn new things as an adult, like an instrument or a language or whatever, and I hit a wall and I give up. You guys are you're either way smarter than me or dumber than me.
I think Cat will agree.
It's the second one.
The trick is just being stuck doing it every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the trick is having enough shit to say. That you have to push through the bleeding fingertips and the bruises and the forming calluses and the stupid things that get in your way of expressing what you're trying to say. You just gotta have to want it so bad that you push through it, because everybody sucks in the beginning, unilaterally.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You had so much to say. Who knew?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jake on Adventure Time says, sucking at something is the first step to being kind of good at something.
That's right.
that's true right there. And, you know, people will say to me, like, your voice, I know I get a lot of compliments on my voice. And it's like, I find in particular lately that it's been like women that have unique tones to their voices that have been kind of finding me in regular life. And, you know, they will question their ability to sing or be musical, because they don't sound like anybody else.
Right.
And they don't sound maybe necessarily what you would typically find pleasing to your eardrum. But they can sing in tune and they can do these beautiful things with their voices. Why?
Yeah.
It's the same thing for me. That's why I didn't sing for years. I thought nobody wanted to hear me.
Yeah. Well, we all want
to
hear you.
So, well, I mean, that's what I keep telling all these ladies and stuff. Yeah. People come out to the jams. I have so much fun with that.
Your voice reminds me a lot of like Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes and like maybe even like Tracy Chapman. Like, there's just like that soul to it, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
They don't all have to be Taylor Swift. It doesn't always have to be pitch perfect.
Thank you.
It has a feeling behind it.
Well, and my favorite part is my voice is really unreasonably low for females. Mm-hmm. So like playing with the sirens, here we go. I get to do these like deep, like low harmonies and just slide in like butter. You know, nobody even knows I'm singing, but that bass just kicked in though.
Nice.
Rad.
Thank you.
Did the sirens have any shows coming up?
I don't think so at the moment. We're working on a bunch of dates. So we've got some stuff that's kind of up in the air right now that I haven't got solidified. So we're supposed to be doing something with Reno Public Market. Mm-hmm. Don't have a date yet. Supposed to be doing something in Grass Valley. Kind of have a time frame. And then we're going to do Bridgeport and Mammoth at some point, probably in June. So,
nice. Okay.
But it's all just kind of floating. Hey, tell us where we should play and maybe I'll be able to get... I know one, but it's not till the end of the summer. Mm. I have it up on the website, but the Sirens are going to do that big amphitheater series that's at the Truckee Alibi.
Where? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Truckee.
Oh, I mean, Truckee?
Yeah, the Truckee. I think it's the Truckee this time, but I've done the Incline before.
Oh, okay.
I think it's at Truckee. It might be at the Incline. I'll have to double check because we were going back.
But people can go to cathart.com or?
Cathart.net.
.net.
Yeah, turns out there was already a cathart.com. Who stole my name?
God damn it. So I got a couple of things going on this week. Anybody else have anything before I say something? I got a big announcement.
Well, I will say the cover up show's coming up.
Yeah.
On the 30th or so the 31st or something. No, the 30th.
Yeah, when this comes
out.
The
day before Easter.
Yeah, it'll be a week from Saturday when this comes out.
Okay, so I could talk about it next
week
too.
Yeah, no, you could talk about it now. I'm so stoked for that. Mm-hmm. That was actually on the list.
So that's like a bunch of bands doing, who we got? We got Nirvana, The Cars, REM, White Zombie, Soundgarden, and The Misfits.
Nice.
So all these bands will be covered by local Reno bands, and they've been working real hard for a few months. It's a Mark Ernest production. So he always puts on great shows and great cover shows. Every year he tries to do one. I'm going to be in two of the bands. I'm going to be in Roxy doing REM and Wanton Dooley doing Nirvana.
Nice.
And Mr. Johnson and his Loaded Dice are doing the Misfits. So that's the first half of it.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And Manchild with Rhiannon Box, who's our guest next week on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
She does my hair.
So we'll definitely talk about this some more. They're doing the Cars.
And where is this going to be?
This is all over at Dennis's place at the Cellar at Alturas.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
What would we do without Dennis?
I know, I love for real. Dennis.
I don't even fucking know, man.
Dennis, we love you.
The show starts early, like doors are at 6, show at 7.
Yeah,
so you
like
want to see all the bands. So
yeah.
Come out early.
It's a Saturday. You've got no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So Friday night this week, though, hopefully the show's out by then. But so if you're listening to this on a Thursday, pick up your tickets because Skinny Lister, Pet Needs are playing at Virginia Street Brewhouse. If you went to Flogging Molly when they were here last, I think not this last time, but the time before, last year sometime, Skinny Lister opened. They're one of my favorite bands. Pet Needs is also really cool, but Deadly Gallows is opening for them.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Yes. Yeah, and they just got that. They announced it when they played a show at 40 Mile last Tuesday, actually. They played a ska set, the Deadly Scallows. But it was really, really good. It was really fucking good. But yeah, I'm super stoked. We all love Deadly Gallows.
Did any like rude boys show up with in
no
on their mopeds?
I wish.
Nothing like that.
No. Okay.
Oh, those aren't mopeds. Those are what's Vespas?
Vespas? No,
scooters.
No.
Scooters.
Scooters.
It's Reno. Just a bunch of punks showed up. You know,
man.
The
I remember.
Usuals.
Do you remember Rick when the ska? There were a couple of ska dudes would show up with their Vespas and stuff at shows. Were you
I
around
don't.
For that?
I mean, I would. I probably saw that, but didn't like put it together that they were ska people.
I've never seen
How
a Vespa in Reno. Do you run them all out of town?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too cold to drive a Vespa.
Sucker Punch broke up, I think,
right?
Recently.
Our only ska
so,
band.
Yeah.
But ska is having a resurgence. I have some interesting news on the Fall Flea lineup coming soon. Not yet, but soon.
Right, we're still.
I'll let you know. We're still building up to the Spring Flea, which is actually happening in 1 month, and I'm not freaking out about that at all. But
you guys
also,
have done a great job with posters, by the way. I've been seeing them everywhere.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Yeah, Nathaniel Benjamin did our poster this year. He did the art for it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like, cool original art. So yeah, that's coming up. We have a couple of other shows supporting that coming up. We've got April 12th, The Last Gang, Hired Fun, and Donkey Jaw at Cypress.
Damn.
That's
going to
be That's a really be fucking great show. It's a Friday night. It's actually after the Midtown's Dancing in the Streets event. So
oh, wow.
I think everybody's going to be out. It's going to
be
really fucking fun. Unfortunately, that's also the night of Greg Gilmore's album release at the Virgil. And I'm like, yeah, this is what it means to be a promoter. Is you're always missing one of your friends' shows. It
God
sucks.
Damn it.
That's been the best part about slowing down. I've seen more friends.
I know. But so there's that. And then the following week on the 19th, I know you have a show on the 19th, but I also have the Flea kickoff party at Holland Project with Peddling Mongos, who's going to be our guest on the show in May, Vampirates, and Ozymandias.
Oh, very
yeah.
cool.
So those
Fuck
three bands.
Yeah.
But this weekend also, so besides going to see... Deadly Gallows open for this really, really rad band, Skinny Loafster. My good friend Shannon passed away a few weeks ago, and she, our friends are putting together her last gallery show at the Potentialist. So that is it Saturday? No, it's Sunday. It's this coming Sunday at the Potentialist at 6 p.m. So come
wow.
down. If you knew Shannon O'Keefe, come down, hang out.
I'm so
I don't know.
Sorry.
Look at some art.
I have something similar to that. Our friend Jess Holden passed away as well, and she's having we're having her wake and art show over at the Holland on Easter, the 31st
yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you could go to that too and see Jess's rad art and say goodbye to her.
What a great legacy to leave behind is a gallery full of art. And Shannon left her mark all over town. She I met her while building the Space Whale.
Oh,
multiple
cool.
times.
She's part of that.
We built it, we built it, took it apart, built it back on the playa, took it apart, cleaned it, and then put it back together at
the
Believe Plaza. So I don't even know how many times that is putting it together. But
wow.
we worked side by side, many, many boring, tedious hours brushing playa off of stained glass with a toothbrush.
Wow.
And we got to know each other pretty well. And she was a wonderful human, but she passed away due to cancer. And she's left a good mark on Reno and the art scene. So come out and see her if you knew her. Or come out
Safe
and see her
home,
art.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Safe home, Jess.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, this is our life now. You get older.
That's
and
true. Your back goes your friends, out. Your friends die. It's
yeah.
Just...
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, that's a thing for all of us now with the opiate crisis. But let's not go dark.
No. Yeah. We've had enough darkness. But yes. That's a true issue. That needs to be addressed, and that's something that actually the Flea will be addressing this year. We have some really good community sponsors who will be providing free Narcan kits, education, as well as doing some canvassing of the crowd to talk about. We have a group that we're partnering with who's doing a study at UNR discussing first responder trauma, I guess,
nice.
Related to opioid overdoses and giving Narcan. So it'll be interesting.
You need to send me that link, please.
Oh, I definitely will. Yeah. I definitely will. We're also partnering with Sagebrush Health, like speaking of like health and positive things that the Flea is doing, to do free HIV testing. And they set up free STD testing appointments and stuff for the community. So that's cool. So
that's beautiful.
Way cool. Yeah. That's what I love about what you do is it's nonprofit. It's for the community.
It's always been for the community.
With your heart.
Yep.
Cat Heart.
Aww.
Ride it all around.
Full circle.
Well, let's have, do you have anything else or?
No, I'll say goodbye to the audience and then Kat can close us out with a song. Rad. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
So I've got an upbeat one now that I brought the whole room down.
No, I don't actually. I have one picked out that's going to be beautiful. It's upbeat in words.
Yay.
Not in style, but this is, I had the chance to play with a fiddle player who's one of my best friends, and he lives in Alaska, and I'm actually get to go to Alaska this summer for the first time ever in my life, which is a huge bucket list for me, and I'm going to be playing with him at Shiner Fest, and this is one of the songs that we first connected on, but this is a very old original of mine.
For the Worst Little Podcast, just want to say thanks for coming on, Cat Heart. Thanks for being here, Cadillac Kim. Thanks for doing this all these years with us, Dogwater Dick. Thank you very much. I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. A ship lost at sea, no wind to fill my sails, our stars you guide me out in the waveless waters far from home. Where dreary nights bled into dreary days, I thought I was happy but I made a mistake. I thought I could be all that I need. Say that you can only know what you see. I can only see what I know. After all of these days I've been lost at sea.
Yeah. A wonderful evening with a garbage man.
It's Dogwater Studios.
The wretched stench.
I'm down to just a pack a day.